AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A manhunt is underway for the prime suspect in the Berlin truck attack. AP's Geir Molson tells us the man being sought had ties to Islamic extremists.
He apparently arrived in Germany in July last year, and since then has lived in three German regions, most recently in Berlin. We also know that state police in North Rhine-Westphalia, one of the areas where he had lived, had launched proceedings against the man on suspicion that he was preparing a serious crime.
The man's father told Tunisian radio that he believes his son was in Italy before he moved to Germany. Outside his estate in Florida, President-elect Trump called the attack a crime against humanity. He met today with his national security team and then sat down with defense contractors. Among them was the CEO of Boeing, who said the contract for a new Air Force One was on the agenda.
We haven't actually started the build of the airplane yet. So once we finalize the requirements, make sure that it's affordable, we'll launch on building the airplane. We've got a hot production line and we're ready to go.
Trump is spending the holiday at his estate in Florida. There's a dramatic rise in drug addiction in the U.S. and it's linked to a brand new class of synthetic opioids. Chemist Emily Dye says these synthetic drugs are being made by changing the molecular chain in the painkiller fentanyl.
Basically, they are changing the length of this chain so it will be longer or shorter. And that creates several of the different fentanyl-related materials that we're seeing.
Federal officials say it's hard to track them because the formula for the drugs is constantly being changed. North Carolina legislators are meeting in a special session in Raleigh today, trying to hash out whether to repeal a nine-month-old law that has been fought by the LGBT community and supporters. HB 2 became known as the bathroom law because it required people to use public restrooms based on the sex they were assigned at birth. No Dow 20,000 yet. The Dow closed down today 33 points. This is AP Radio News. An African-American man has now been arrested in connection with the burning of a church in Mississippi before the presidential election, and he's a member of that church. The church was spray-painted with the words, "Vote Trump." Andrew McClinton has been charged with first-degree arson of a place of worship. New guidance on how quickly doctors should cut an umbilical cord after the birth of a baby. New recommendations say it's better for that baby to wait a minute or more. This is Dr. Tanze Raju at NIH.
A, the baby is more stable. Their blood pressure is normal. And if you follow them long enough, they don't have iron deficiency anemia. Because, you know, when the blood comes in, it is not just the red cells, but there's also plasma. And plasma has a lot of iron.
Waiting gives the infant a longer final surge of oxygen-rich blood from its mother. The emergency manager who was in charge in Flint, Michigan, when it switched water sources, has appeared in court. Darnell Early has been arraigned on four criminal charges. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.